We have a very busy sports report for you. We'll look back at a Brewer win. They had to play a little extra, but they picked up the win. We have baseball results for Richland Center and Ithaca from last night, as well as some softball being reported as well. This report on WRCO-FM is sponsored by Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories. And by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right.
Make prom special with a beautiful corsage or boutonniere from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. We'll have you and your date looking extra special with the perfect floral accent for your look. Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are our inspiration to create lasting memories.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app, I'm Adam Hess. Time now for a look at sports. Last night, Riverdale traveled to Ithaca to do battle in boys baseball, and Phil Nee was on hand.
Ithaca picked up a non-conference baseball win over Riverdale 6-3 on Friday night. The host Bulldogs plated 4 runs in the third and 2 in the sixth. The Chieftains took the lead in the third and got within 1 at 4-3 in the fifth after scoring 2 before the Bulldogs held on for a win and improved to 6 wins and no losses. Wes Nelson started the game on the mound for Ithaca and worked 4 2/3 innings. He walked 4, struck out 6, and yielded 2 hits. Micah Salisbury came on in relief and walked 1 while striking out 4 and giving up 1 hit. Leadoff hitter Matt Kepler was on base all 4 times for the Bulldogs. He was 2-for-2 with 2 walks and 2 scored. Wes Nelson singled and drove in 2 runs in the third inning, and Mac Neef followed with a 2-RBI double. Logan Anderson singled in a run, and Cole Brownlee doubled and scored for Ithaca. Riverdale's Logan Cagle started the game on the mound, working 3 innings, yielding 4 hits, walking 3 and striking out 3. Chase Chitwood walked 3, struck out 5, and gave up 2 hits. Carson Kenyon was 1-for-3, Chase Chitwood 1-for-3 with an RBI, and Andre Tainter 1-for-3 with a 2-RBI single. Landon Bob walked and scored a run. With the 6-3 win, Ithaca will now prepare for a tough task on Monday when they host conference rival Seneca. Riverdale is now 4-3 on the season, and they will play at Iowa Grant on Monday when they return to SWAL action. For WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee.
Thank you, Phil. Other baseball finals from last night: Holman beat Chippewa Falls 9-6, Highland over Argyle Blackhawk 9-5. Portage 6, Baraboo 5. It was Belmont shutting out Monticello Albany 7-0 on Alaska, an 8-5 win against La Crosse Logan. Cuba City also had a shutout win 6-0 over Southwestern. Pecatonica 12, Schulzburg Benton 4. Black River Falls 3-2 over Arcadia. Blair Taylor 5, Cochran Fountain City 2. Bangor beat up Brookwood 11-0 last night. Lancaster over Dodgeville 16-8. McFarland 6, Edgerton 1, and Reedsburg bested Edgewood 13-3. Other scores: Westby 7-4 over Gay Electric Trempealeau. Wazika Steuben picked up an 11-4 win against Lafarge. New Glarus 10, Wisconsin Heights 6. New Lisbon a 20-0 win over Waniwak Center. Richland Center picked up a big win in baseball, 7-3 over Prairie du Chien. Mount Horb shut out Stoughton 8-0. It was Sauk Prairie 6-5 over Toma. Adams Friendship, same score, 6-5 over Wausau West. Mauston 12-1 over Nielsville Granton. It was Belmont 13-0 over Monticello Albany. Baraboo a 6-5 win over Portage. Softball scores from last night: it was a win for Dodgeville over Belmont 15-6. Holman shut out Sparta 15-0. Viroqua Youth Initiative a 6-3 win over Kickapoo. La Crosse Logan and Aquinas battled. Aquinas picked up the 4-3 win. Arcadia a shutout over Black River Falls 5-0. Argyle Blackhawk 22 and Belleville 13. Wisconsin Dells got a win against Reedsburg. Final there was 6-2. The Contreras brothers, Wilson and William, met last night in a Brewer-Cardinal matchup in St. Louis. William The younger Brewer brother won the moment and the game, a 10-inning 2-1 Brewers victory over the Cardinals, in which William Contreras drove in both Milwaukee runs. He was also pivotal in the defensive play of the night to help settle the first meeting of the season between these two retooled National League Central rivals. The same two teams will battle today with a 12:40 pregame time on our sister station, WRCE, AM 1450 and FM 107.7. One cancellation last night, it was an interleague Seattle at Colorado postponed. Other interleague finals, Cincinnati 7-1 over the Angels, Philly blanked the Shy Sox 7-0. Boston beat up on Pittsburgh 8-1, Houston 5, Washington 3, Atlanta outscoring Texas 8-3, and Toronto toppled San Diego 5-1. American League scores, Cleveland besting Oakland 10-2, the Yankees nipped Tampa 5-3, Kansas City 9, Baltimore 4, and Detroit a 5-4 win over the Twins. National League Finals, the Cubbies, they beat up on Miami 8-3. It was the Mets 9-4 over the Dodgers, and Arizona scalded San Francisco 17-1. There's a 64-win team in Boston that ran away with the league's best record. The defending champions in Denver, a group that won 57 games, a fearless young bunch in Oklahoma City, whose number one seed was no fluke, and a trio of Villanova alums in New York who turned the Knicks into a real contender. And once again, there's LeBron James as well. The NBA playoffs are about to begin with the Celtics and Nuggets, the heavy favorites to collide in the finals, and no shortage of teams that have a realistic belief they can win the whole thing as well. Tyler Herro scored 24 points. He was one assist shy of a triple-double, and the Miami Heat grabbed the last spot in the Eastern Conference playoffs, running away from the Chicago Bulls 112-91 in a play-in tournament elimination game. Kevin Love scored 16. Bam Adebayo added 13 for Miami. Now the Heat will head to Boston for a rematch of the last two East Finals against the Celtics. It's round one this time, with the Heat set to be huge underdogs against the runaway favorite to win the title. DeMar DeRozan put in 22 for the losing Bulls. Brandon Ingram scored 24 points, and the New Orleans Pelicans booked a spot in the NBA playoffs with a 105-98 win over the Sacramento Kings in a play-in tournament elimination game. The Pelicans won without their leading scorer, Zion Williamson, who strained his left hamstring in a play-in loss to the Los Angeles Lakers on Tuesday night. New Orleans used a balanced approach to improve to 8-5 this season without Williamson in the lineup. Six players scored 10 points or more. New Orleans now opens the playoffs at top-seeded Oklahoma City tomorrow. De'Aaron Fox scored 35 for the Kings, and Domantas Sabonis added 23 and 14 rebounds. Following a sign-stealing scandal that rocked college football and hung over Michigan's championship run in 2023, the NCAA's Oversight Committee approved the use of coach-to-player helmet communications in games for the upcoming season. The Football Rules Committee last month made a recommendation to allow, but not require, teams at the highest tier of Division I level to use radio technology similar to what NFL teams use to call in plays. Only one player for each team will be permitted to be in communication with coaches while on the field. Buffalo Bills owners Terry and Kim Bagula are exploring the possibility of selling a non-controlling minority interest in the franchise, the team announced, with a person telling the AP about the decision. Now, the stake in the team the Bagulas would be preparing to sell would be about 25%. That person that spoke to the Associated Press did so on the condition of anonymity because the details have not been announced yet by the team. The Bills announced that Bagulas have hired Allen and Company to oversee that process, while stressing no sale would take place without the Bagulas maintaining a controlling interest in that franchise. Mario Andretti says he's deeply offended by the language Formula One management used in denying his family and General Motors the opportunity to join Global Motorsports Series. Andretti Cadillac in late January was denied its application to expand the grid to accommodate a two-car American team. Andretti is the 1978 F1 champion, and he said he was offended by the reasoning that F1 gave in denying the application. He and his son Michael last week when the team opened its new facility for an F1 team in England. The Andretti executives were able to meet with the FOM after. Another meeting is set for the Miami Grand Prix next month. The language was not disclosed. Nelly Korda is one shot off the lead through 36 at the Chevron Championship as she seeks to tie an LPGA Tour record with her fifth straight win. Korda shot a 3-under-69 on Friday at the year's first major. She's at 7-under-137 for the tourney, trailing Jin Hee Im by one shot. Korda made a double bogey on the first hole, but followed that with six birdies and then one more bogey. The 25-year-old top-ranked Korda is seeking her second major title after winning the Women's PGA Championship in 2021. Every round brings Colin Morikawa closer to where he feels his game should be. The two-time major champion contended last week at the Masters, and he shot a 66 at RBC Heritage for a four-way share of the lead at Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. Morikawa says even when he doesn't hit his best shot, he knows he's on the right track and getting closer to the consistent form that made him such a threat. He's tied with Tom Hoge, Sepp Straka, and JT Poston. Masters champion Scotty Scheffler certainly hasn't lost his touch. He made a 65 yesterday and made it look easy. He is just three shots back from the lead. That's a look at sports on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. I'm Adam Hess.